Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The city of Kenai awarded a roughly $70,000 contract to the Anchorage-based Corvus Design for a master plan for Kenai's Parks and Recreation Department. The plan is to provide a detailed account of what Kenai's residents, government, and Parks and Recreation Department want to see developed over the coming decades. Tyler Best, Kenai Parks and Recreation Director, said the department and Corvus will spend the next year developing the plan before returning it to the City Council in January of 2026.
We'll do a kickoff meeting with them and then develop a plan for the next several months to engage the community so the community can give feedback.
City Manager Terry Eubanks said the plan will then be used to drive Kenai's administration and City Council in implementing plans to meet needs and desires.
I just hope that the public takes the opportunity to participate in these things, because it really is about listening to them and getting their voice so we understand what the community is looking for.
Councilmember Savala Casena expressed his excitement personally about the new plan.
This one's pretty special to me. I think this is a result of many, many years of work by several different Parks and Rec directors, especially Director Best, and a number of Parks and Rec commissioners over the years to have a single focus and goal. And so I'm excited to see this moving forward and excited to see what the community comes back with for feedback on a master plan.
The council adopted a resolution authorizing the contract for $69,866.75 to Corvus by unanimous consent. The DOT should begin construction on the Sterling Highway widening next summer. With more, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Sterling Safety Corridor Improvements Project will start widening Sterling Highway next year. The project aims to address known safety concerns and provide travelers with a safe and reliable roadway that supports the efficient year-round movement of goods, services, and people while accommodating the seasonal increase of tourists and recreational traffic. The State of Alaska DOT and PF has been considering widening the Sterling Highway to four lanes since the mid-1980s and has already purchased much of the right-of-way anticipated to be needed for the project. Julia Hansen, design project manager, said more recently, specifically in the 2000s and since then, they've seen a huge number of crashes, with the crash rates just seem to keep going up and up. Now the DOT is at the stage where they can start building. Hansen says they will probably start with some preliminary work in 2026. The Sterling Corridor Improvement Project will reconstruct the Sterling Highway from milepost 82.5 near Moose River to milepost 94 near Fred Meyer and Soldotna. Current traffic and crash data were analyzed to determine the number and configuration of travel and turn lanes to best meet the various needs along the corridor. Hansen emphasized that the reevaluation was occurring because they still wanted four lanes. However, they received pushback against the divided highway concept.
We want to look more closely at how can we still provide access and safety. Are there ways that we can do both? And so we've come up with some pretty interesting concepts that I don't think have been used in Alaska that we think will allow people to access their property without having to go out of their way too far.
For more information, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Four Kenai Peninsula student teams are headed to the State Battle of the Books competition. The state championships will be held February 24th through the 27th. In a press release, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District said it was thrilled by the students' accomplishments. The press release said, "We saw enthusiastic participation from students across the district." The Battle of the Books program encourages students to explore diverse genres and engage in thoughtful discussions about literature. Teams read a predetermined selection of books and then compete in a quiz-style format. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.